Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, November 21st. You'll be interested to know, 404 years ago, today in 1620, 41 male passengers on the Mayflower, prior to their landing at Plymouth, Massachusetts, signed the Mayflower Compact, establishing a framework for self-governance. This significant agreement laid the foundation for future democratic practices in the American colonies, marking a pivotal moment in the history of self-rule in North America. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, there's a chance of light rain, and it feels like 34 degrees, with 20-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:17, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:44. It looks like we're in for some rain today, but it should become partly sunny later, with a high near 52 and a light south breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies and more rain, with a low of 39 and a gentle northeast wind. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be at 9, with a high tide at 3:15. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 52 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect rain on Saturday with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 50. Saturday night brings a chance of rain before midnight, cooling down to around 40. Sunday will be mostly sunny and warmer, reaching a high near 51. Nights will be mostly clear, dropping to about 36. Monday stays mostly sunny with a high near 53, then a chance of rain late, with lows around 38. Tuesday also has a chance of rain, with a high near 52, and lows around 34 at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, a small silver coin struck in 17th century Boston has just sold for an astonishing $2.5 million. The 1652 Massachusetts threepence, about the size of a nickel, weighs only 1 gram, with the silver itself valued at just about a dollar based on today's market. This auction price shatters the previous record of $600,000 for an American coin struck before the American Revolution. Remarkably, this threepence is the only example outside of a museum, previously owned by the Quincy family, linked to Abigail Adams. Now on to sports. On Thursday night football in Cleveland, the Steelers, at 8-2, face the Browns, who are 2-8. Despite the records, expect a fierce rivalry clash. Pittsburgh's defense, led by T.J. Watt, aims to stifle Cleveland's attack, led by Myles Garrett. The Steelers leverage a two-quarterback strategy, with Justin Fields adding versatility. Browns thrive on Thursdays, winning 8 straight at home, but Pittsburgh is confident after 5 consecutive victories. The Steelers are favored by 3.5, with the over-under at 36.5. In local sports, tomorrow night, the Celtics visit the struggling Wizards, who hold a record of 2-11 at Capital One Arena. Jason Tatum, leading with 29.4 points per game, spearheads Boston's charge. Despite the absence of Kristaps Porzingis, the Celtics are favored by 1.5 points. Washington's Bilal Coulibaly is a game-time decision. Also tomorrow night, the Bruins, at 8-9-3, square off against Utah in Beantown. The Bees are favored by 1.5 and aim to end their 3-game skid. David Pastrnak, with 18 points, leads the charge at the Garden. In top news, Logan Paul sent a lookalike to respond to questions regarding his cryptocurrency dealings in a BBC documentary titled Logan Paul, Bad Influence. Filmmaker Matt Shea examines allegations that Paul, who has over 23 million YouTube followers, promoted cryptocurrency projects without disclosing his financial interests. Shea attempted to interview Paul, who had repeatedly declined. When the lookalike was questioned, he humorously claimed to be Paul, leading Shea to end the interview amidst chaos. Shortly after, a lawyer's letter warned the production team of potential consequences for publishing their findings. The BBC also reported connections between Paul's wallet and a significant profit from a crypto transaction. In business news, the Justice Department is pushing for the sale of Google's Chrome browser in its antitrust case against the company. This follows a ruling indicating that Google holds an illegal monopoly in search and advertising. The potential breakup could significantly impact Google's operations, as Chrome is crucial for distributing search data and advertising. Industry experts suggest that a separation would benefit advertisers and competitors. However, losing Chrome, which commands 61% of the United States browser market, could be a manageable inconvenience for Google, given its other platforms like YouTube and Gmail. Concerns remain about the implications for web security and innovation without Google's support. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $97,300. Ethereum is just over $3,100. And Goetzius Maximus is nearing 95 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Reducing sugar intake can significantly enhance your health, often within just days. Nutritionist Amy Goodson emphasizes that benefits include improved mood, skin health, dental hygiene, cognitive function, and even athletic performance. While natural sugars from fruits and vegetables provide essential nutrients, added sugars found in processed foods offer empty calories devoid of nutrition. Excessive added sugar consumption is linked to serious health risks, including obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. By limiting added sugars, you can improve your quality of life, skin health, and even mood, paving the way for a healthier future. And in entertainment news, Apple TV Plus has just unveiled the trailer and premiere date for Seth Rogen's new comedy series, The Studio. This Hollywood-based series consists of 10 episodes, launching with its first two episodes on March 26, 2025. A new episode will be released every Wednesday until May 21st. Rogan stars as Matt Remick, head of Continental Studios, who navigates the chaotic world of filmmaking amidst narcissistic artists and corporate challenges. The show features an impressive cast, including Catherine O'Hara, Catherine Hahn, and Ike Barinholtz, with guest appearances from Bryan Cranston, Martin Scorsese, and Charlize Theron. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the great American football coach and motivational speaker, Lou Holtz. And he said, "Ability is what you're capable of doing. Motivation determines what you do. Attitude determines how well you do it." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.